What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Corey Myers sitting in for Brian Shackman this morning. I remember when my kids first started using electronics, and I was never one of those moms that just handed them a phone while I grocery shopped and let them do whatever. I was always throwing my kids out of the house or, you know, trying to get them to play with stuff. I bought them Rock'em Sock'em robots. You know, I wanted everything analog. For as long as I could get it. But then it got to the point where you just can't help it anymore, especially when the schools are handing out computers and they have access to the entire world at their fingertips. And how do you now keep them safe? So I am so grateful for Scott Driscoll. I am... known him for years, watched him go from law enforcement to finding his passion in internet safety and basically keeping kids safe. So Scott from Internet Safety Concepts, thank you for coming on this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm thinking about Rock'em Sock'em robots right now, but other than that, I'm doing just fine.
They still sell it, and Lite-Brite too, so you could get all of that stuff.
Some of the classics are still around. That's great to see. I'm happy to be here this morning with you, Corey.
Thank you very much. I just need parents to understand the basics. So I think there's a lot of confusion between, say, software that you put on your computer, maybe like a McAfee, and something that you use to keep an eye on your kids, maybe like a Bark or an Aura. Can you kind of help us figure that out?
Well, each program offers different safeties. And what I always educate parents is we have to educate ourselves. We give our children the devices and forget that we can connect to the world. So each program out there will offer something different. If your children are young and they're gaming, maybe you want something that works with your Wi-Fi in your home. You want filters there to block things out, or ones that specifically target gaming software. Where if your child's on social media and they're on a mobile device, there's other programs out there that can monitor keywords, block programs, allow parents to see some of the access our kids are doing. I think as parents, we just got to not be intimidated by technology. We have to get involved.
So I think Apple, and again, I have an iPhone, I've never used an Android, but I think Apple does a great job with their family sharing plan, because I was able to, when my kids got their first phone, they had to ask my permission to download a program. And if I didn't want them to download, I don't know, I'm just making this up, you know, Sniper Army 1, whatever, you know, I don't want them to have first-person shooter games, I could deny them that, and it's a great feature.
Well, a lot of times on anywhere we download our apps, you can have it where it logs off each time. So what I always recommend also is if you give your child a phone and they have smartphones, and I realize I'm not saying we can't have them because there's a time and place for everything. But if our child is young and they have it, log off of the app store. So anytime your child wants to get a new app, they come to you for the password. A lot of times with technology, we turn to our kids for advice. If our computer screen goes blue or our screen locks up on our phone, we hand our device to our kids because they know how it works.
Right.
What I say is let's learn together. Let's listen. I'm not saying no, but what I'm saying is we've got to review the app you want to download as a family to make sure it's age appropriate and goes by what we think is right.
Can you explain these Twitch and Discord to me? I don't know what that is. I keep hearing the words and I thought they were like chat apps, but then somebody said they're game apps, like very confusing. We should kind of get to know all these things that these kids are using, right?
Absolutely. Twitch and Discord, from my research, started off more in the gaming world, but they've taken on more of a social media presence, Discord especially. And through that program, you could be, a lot of it is still with gameplay. You could be playing a game on a different console, but now Discord can link to that console. And what Discord allows is the communication. If you go to the Discord app or website, it looks like old messaging boards, almost like a America Online. You can go into rooms where there's topics you're interested in. And when used appropriately, it's just maybe talking to like-minded people. But the challenge we have is the communication. It could be video, it could be audio, it could be streaming. And when we mix that with our gaming, that could be a dangerous thing, because if we've ever watched our children play games, their focus is on the game, not about safety. Their focus is in there, and it's almost like a tunnel vision to what they're doing on the game. So now they put on a headphone and they're talking to strangers in a game room, and someone says, hey, where are you from? Our children might, through their microphone and their headset, answer without even realizing, and not trying to put themselves in danger, but their focus is on something else. So when it comes to the apps that work with our games or social media, we just got to be careful on who and why we're communicating with people and what we're saying.
Now, I know when you first got into the internet safety, it wasn't just all about these security programs. You were actually doing work with federal investigations on trafficking and sex crimes against children and stuff like that. And now I see that Senator Blumenthal is trying to join with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force to kind of create a program to, you know, help with that and keep kids safe. Have you looked into that at all? How do you feel about it?
Well, if it's the task force that I believe that he's been supporting, it's the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And that task force has been around, I want to say, since the mid to late 90s. And every state has representatives. And the last time I checked, the Connecticut State Police was our representative for ICAC. And I think it's fantastic to support. Anybody that's out there that's fighting crimes against children, especially online, needs support. They need help because it's not an easy task. I was a 13-year-old girl online for about 10 years. So I understand what these officers go through, and the investigations are complex, they're detailed, and they're challenging, but they're also important because they're taking away our children's innocence. They lead to trafficking. Our kids can become victimized so easily. So if anybody is supporting something like ICAC or those kind of things, I think it's a fantastic thing. And the awareness maybe our representatives can bring to it, maybe can get some support that is needed.
Now, I've sat through one of your seminars. Brilliant, by the way. Very informative. You speak, you know, grown-up speak, which is wonderful, and educate parents. Now, how do people kind of get your course? Like, does a school have to book you, or how does that work?
That's how it first started. Now, anybody can go to my website, internetsafetyconcepts.com. I present for corporations. I do conferences. My main thing is school systems. I do parent presentations and presentations in schools and communities. But through my website, people can contact me, and I deliver programs anywhere from fourth grade through adult.
That is fantastic. Scott Driscoll, the founder of Internet Safety Concepts, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Again, internetsafetyconcepts.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.